Welcome to Radio Sefarad's English Corner. I'm your host, Linda Jimenez, bringing news and other features of Jewish interest to Radio Sefarad's English-speaking audience in Spain and around the world. Our trivia question for this week is, in which cities in Spain were concerts of three cultures organized to celebrate World Interfaith Harmony Week this year? The first week in February was declared World Interfaith Harmony Week by the United Nations in 2010 and first celebrated in 2011. The Casa Turca, which is the Turkish Cultural Center, and Arco Forum organized a series of concerts and events with the participation of nearly a dozen other organizations, including Centro Sefarad Israel, the Bet El Masorti Jewish Community, Foro Abraham, and UNESCO in Getafe, Madrid. The concerts included performances by groups representing Christian, Muslim, and Jewish cultures, and were held in a number of cities throughout Spain. We spoke with Temirhan Temirzoda Naziri, the Director of Cultural Programs and International Cooperation of the Casa Turca, about Interfaith Harmony Week and the activities that they organized. Thank you very much for speaking with us today, Temir. Could you tell us first what the World Interfaith Harmony Week is? How did it originate? Who started it?
Well, the World Interfaith Harmony Week is the week which was proclaimed by the United Nations General Assembly by the resolution in 2010, and saying that starting from 2011, every year, the first week of February should be celebrating every community, every religious community, and every state should voluntarily help them and promote the culture of peace and promotion of the different values like nonviolence, promotion of religious and cultural understanding, harmony and cooperation, right? And also promotion of interreligious and intercultural dialogue, and understanding and cooperation for peace. And the most important thing is probably the elimination of all forms of intolerance and discrimination based on religion or belief. So with two associations which I represent, Casa Turca and Arco Forum, we have been organizing three cultures concert starting from 2014, and this year we have celebrated the third edition of them.
So the program, the United Nations program, started in 2011, and you've been doing it since 2014. Casa Turca, we know what that is, and Arco Forum, could you tell us a little bit about that?
Okay, Arco Forum is the recent association constituted in 2014 as well. It was like a platform of Casa Turca initially, but then we have separated it because the Arco Forum, what wants to do is to bring peoples from different faiths, from different ideologies, from different religions together in different platforms, organizing various programs that could be a good instrument, right? In order so there were a dialogue, there were a mutual understanding. So we thought that one of the good programs, one of the good instruments for that is the music, is the concert. So we sat together with Casa Turca, let's organize a three concerts program, a three cultures concert. So when we were planning it, actually, we wanted to plan it for February. And then we noticed that there was a resolution of the United Nations that in February, it was like a coincidence, but a good coincidence, you know. In the first week of February is proclaimed as a Interfaith Harmony Week. And so we said that, wow, it would be a very good idea to celebrate it on this week, and also to promote and do different activities also in this week with our various partners.
Who else are your partners?
Well, if you can see the page of Concierto, www.concierto.deculturas.com, you can see all our various partners.
So what religions are represented during these activities?
In this case, we have been thinking from the beginning to invite all three monotheistic religions, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. And so these three groups who will be representing every religion, three different groups. That's why it is three cultures concert. The name Concierto de Tres Culturas in Spanish, right? So, well, if you wish, I can name all of them, but you can visit our page and see all the details. So we thought that it would be a great idea on the scene. The people are coming together. They are Jew, they are Christian, and they are Muslim, really. And they are performing, and by utilizing the language of the music, they are trying to inform the audience. They are trying to give the message of their religion in order that the audience knew about them a little bit. Because I think personally that the problems, the conflicts that we are having all around the world, unfortunately, are because of the lack of information. We are living really close, very, very close to each other in this era of globalization, but we don't know each other. So I think these kind of programs are extremely important to get to know each other. So that's why the concert could be a good instrument for that.
Who is your audience? Who are these concerts directed towards?
Well, first of all, we are doing activities to which can come all the audiences, right? We have in our database all the people from different sectors of the Spanish society, let's say. And also we wanted to invite this year and last year all the authorities. We have invited all the embassies present in Madrid, for example. We also invited all the ministers. We also invited His Majesty the King. And last year, in one ceremony, I had the opportunity to talk with him and to explain him personally the project, and also invite him to the concert that we celebrated in Real San Francisco de Grande. It's a basilica. It's a huge place. Yeah, it was really nice, a concert. And he said that he was, his words, that he's very glad that we are doing these kind of organizations, because I mentioned him that last year we had among the partners Centro Sefar Israel, which is the institution of the Minister of Foreign Affairs of Spain, right? And also we had the Arzobispado de Madrid. It's a Catholic institution, let's say, and so from the Muslim part we are Casa Turca and Arco Forum. So it was a nice dialogue which really gave its fruit, and we are very glad. And so it is directed to all the people who really want to know each other, who want to come together and to want to dialogue, who really love peace, who really love love.
Can you tell us something about the House of One in Berlin and how they're involved in this?
Well, if you notice, every year we started just with one concert in 2014, and in 2015 we did five different concerts in Madrid, in Alcalá de Henares, and in Toledo as well. So this year we are celebrating in Toledo, in Murcia, in Getafe, in Madrid, and that's nice. But as the week is the Interfaith Harmony Week, and it would be a good idea to do different activities. So I know the imam of the, he's my friend, the imam of this project. The imam is the one who is responsible for the Muslim part of the project, let's say. And wanted to invite him someday to Spain in order that they, imam, the priest, and the rabbi, spoke a little bit about the project, because the idea is really good. It is a project where it would be a building where all three religions, monotheistic religions, let's say a synagogue, a mosque, and the church, will be present under one roof and will use one common space for dialogue, but they will have their separate separate temples, let's say, without falling into syncretism, evidently. But the idea is really good, and it is, I think it is unique that in the 21st century we have these kind of things in Berlin. Berlin is really, it has many, many symbols, right? It was a place of Holocaust, it was a place of the fall of Berlin, all of us know what was that. And so it starts there, and I thought that it would be a very good idea to invite them. So we organized the program thanks to our partners, the Universidad Pontificia Comillas, and so it was really nice because, well, the program you can see in our web as well. We started with the opening conference by a professor from Universidad Politécnica de Madrid, talking about the sacred space, and then the House of Wands members were present in the round table talking about the origin of the project, why it was necessary to do this kind of project. And they are doing it on the base of, you know, you buy one brick, which is 10 euros or $10, I'm not sure. And so everyone can contribute to it with how the Spanish word stays, su granito de arena.
Yeah, the grain of sand.
Grain of sand.
So this was a seminar that lasted for half a day, right?
Well, it started at 10:30 and it until 1:30. So it was about 3 hours of conference. And all our friends who are really implicated and involved in the intercultural and interreligious dialogue were present there, and you can see some of them. For Abraham, which is an association for interreligious intercultural dialogue, is our partner as well, and the Asociación de Amistad y Encuentro Interreligioso is a new association which is formed, constituted with representatives of various religions present in Spain, religious leaders, I mean. So it was really a good project, a good program. So some of them say that let's do something similar here in Spain as well, you know. But the important part of this is the message, and the people believe in this message, because what they want to do is to bring together the people of different faith, different religions, so there won't be any confrontation, so there would be every time a harmony between them, there would be a dialogue, a fruitful dialogue.
There were many organizations involved in this week, and in different parts of Spain, in 4 different regions. You gave concerts in 5 different cities, but in 4 different regions of Spain. Were there any particular problems that you ran into organizing all these different groups to come together and to organize this week?
Thanks God, there weren't any problem. I wouldn't name them like a problem, but yes, there were many details that we had to check it out, and you know, you need many involvement to that. But all of them serves to speak with them, to communicate, dialogue. Why I'm constantly repeating that dialogue? Because if you see the all partners, they are from different, let's say, religious background, if you can name them, because there are some Christian ones, some the Muslim ones, and some Jews as well. You know, we have 2 organizations, which are the one I mentioned, Centro Sefora Israel, which is looking and trying to enforce the relations between Jew community and the Spain, let's say. And then the Masorti Betel, it's the congregation as well, it's a Jew congregation, and they are all present. And so we have been organizing it about 3 or 4 months before, and all the dialogue, all the connections started then. So we didn't have any problem at this sense, because all of these people are involved. they really believe in dialogue. They believe in the importance of dialogue. So from the beginning, they said that it is a really wonderful project, and so we want to be there. So it is interesting because last year in San Francisco el Grande, in the Basilica, it's a big church here in Spain, when we celebrated the last concert, the president of UNESCO came and said that next year we have to organize something, you and me, something. So I didn't forget about it. So this year we are organizing in Getafe Cathedral the concert of three cultures in collaboration with our partner there, which is the Getafe UNESCO Center of Getafe Madrid. So this year probably we will have more fans, and in 2017 probably many other people want to be our partners, and so hopefully we will organize it in other geographical parts of Spain.
So the Casa Turca has really been the motivating factor, one who started the organization and who did most of the organizing.
Well, Casa Turca in Arco Forum were, let's say, organizers of all these events, but we had other partners who really did a great job so that all the program was a success. Not only Casa Turca de Madrid is organizing this kind of programs, also our friends in Barcelona, Casa Turca de Barcelona, have organized it this year for the first time during the Interfaith Harmony Week, a three cultures concert, and there were present three different groups, Jews, Christians, and Muslims as well, right? So if you see, from Barcelona to Murcia, from Getafe to Madrid and Toledo, we are organizing different programs, and probably next year in Bilbao, in Coruña, in Valencia, probably we have some partners who will be wishing to collaborate with us. So from now, from here, I would like to thank all of them and hope to collaborate next year in other projects.
During these 3 years that you've been doing this, can you tell us anything about who the audience is? Who comes to these events? Is it mostly students? Is it the community at large? Who is this directed towards, and who comes?
Well, it depends probably where you are organizing it, you know. In Madrid, in Centro Eduardo Úlcuro, it's a cultural center which is a part of Madrid's municipality. There are various people, all the people who are the residents of the zone in Barrio Tetuán. But not only them, as I mentioned, we also invited all the embassies, and there were some ambassadors present there. There were some leaders of the religious groups. There were some authorities as well. So it is really different. And talking about in Murcia, for example, it's a school of art. So most of them were students. So in the Basilica, people who are probably mostly Catholics. And it's interesting, you know, in Getafe there is an Airbus company. And so we had almost 200 or more pictures of Airbus. So these are also interesting to mention, you know. I know everyone is the slogan of the Casa Turca states, Una Casa Abierta para Todos. Is the house which has doors open to everyone. Everyone is really invited to all the programs, and we are happy to see the diverse people, the people from different religious backgrounds or ideological backgrounds. So it is open to all.
Aside from the director of UNESCO, who you already mentioned, what kind of feedback have you gotten, not just from authorities, but from the public at large?
Well, at the beginning, I start welcoming everyone, so everyone sees me on the stage, you know. So after the event, many people came saying, and they are different from varying ages, you know. Saying that it was really nice to see all the three cultures, because they represent really a different, if you see the videos, the styles are different, but all of them has their unique taste, you know, and the people really enjoyed it. I think because of their comments that they have done towards me, to see all three different things in one day, in 1.5 hours, and 1 hour and a half period of time, right? So it was really enjoyable, I think, and this is what we want, that the people are happy with the program and also learn something.
Is there anything else you would like to tell us that we might have left out?
Well, I really want that next year many, many institutions from different, as I said, no, like Christian ones, Jews ones, collaborating with us in organizing these kind of programs. And not only I wish that it is proclaimed like a Interfaith Harmony Week, I would wish, I would pray that it was an Interfaith Harmony Year and for all around the time, you know. So every day we had an harmony in different places, in between there was a dialogue between people of different faith, different religions, etc., etc. And this is what we want to do, not only organizing these concerts, but also doing different activities like organizing symposiums, conferences, interreligious dinners, iftar dinner, Hanukkah dinner. We gave also Christmas dinners, and we also organize in on May Festival de Culturas. It's a cultural festival which also has name of bringing different people, different cultures, different nations together, so that they could know each other. So follow us and pray for us and hope that the other projects, the other programs, the other projects would be more successful, and wish all the best, and thank you very much.
Thank you. Well, that's it for this week. As always, we'd love to hear from you. So please email us any comments or suggestions or questions you'd like us to answer on the air. Our address is EnglishCorner@RadioSephirah.com. See you next week.